And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio.
It's a busy place.
This is a fun, fun place. I had Luke Ramsey stop on by here really quickly from the Twin Lakes Playhouse and harass Tommy Hagen. He hasn't had a chance to go see the play yet. Tommy, if you want to join my wife and I there on Saturday the 2nd, that's when I'm going to reserve some tickets. Just say the word. We'll get another ticket set aside for you.
Well, he's busy Saturday the 2nd during the day.
I know that, but you the afternoon, yes, this is the evening.
Yes, exactly.
Just don't run him out of gas.
All right. He's got a big job for us this year. I want to announce that at our seminar on March 2nd, which is great for a lot of reasons, but he is going to be our MC.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Are the speakers going to be able to get a word in,
Scott? That's what they said. Said Tommy, you are limited in the amount of time you can speak. I said, no, you can't limit the MC. I can talk all I want to.
We're handing him the words to say.
Oh, there you go. Well, it should be a fun time over there for that event. I'm certainly looking forward to it. If I don't get a chance to see that one, I've got some plans there that evening myself. We're going to see what we can do for that one. I am planning on getting over to the Playhouse that evening. We will see. I've got to rearrange a schedule right now.
So it's a busy life.
We'll see how it all works out. I need to talk about the things in your world, and let's go ahead and start off with the spring seminar. It is going to be here before we know it, just a couple weeks out now.
We're about 10 days away. Yeah. We're really excited. We got a new location, as we told you, the First Baptist Church down there on Spring Street.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have four wonderful speakers. Now, I want to tell you, Colston Burrell is our keynote speaker talking about reduced maintenance and beauty in your garden. And our Marcia Taylor is in charge of the AV side of this, so she's had a chance to preview his presentation, and she was duly impressed. So I encourage you absolutely to come.
Okay.
Three other great speakers.
We've got Janet Carson, who I think I told you I love Janet. She lives in Little Rock, and she used to be the head of the Master Gardeners, and just a fantastic young lady. Mm-hmm. And then we got Brad Runsink, the local guy. And Brad, he's a jack of all trades. The more I get to know the guy, the better I like him.
He's one of these guys.
Can handle a whole bunch of different balls.
Yeah.
He's smart in a lot of different areas.
And
he's just a good guy. He's just a really good guy.
And he is our
county extension agent.
Yes, agent. Yes. I can't remember his agent or officer.
Yes. He's our boss. He's the boss.
You know what? But you don't feel like that.
Right.
He's an extension from the university to us, and he has helped us in so many ways, all right? One of the ways is that we have automated registration. You can go on our website and register, pay by credit card.
Fantastic.
If you prefer to pay by check, there's an option for that as well. BaxterCountyMG.com. Go to events and outreach, all right, and look for spring seminar, and there'll be a place you just click. There's a website. There's a flyer on there. If you see the flyer, it's got a QR code you can scan. We have gotten to the 21st century here. But we have one other speaker, okay? Randy Forrest is the new Janet Carson.
Yes.
Now, this gentleman is very entertaining. For those of you that came when we had the talk about greenhouses, he was the speaker. He has so much energy, and he's got a great sense of humor.
Okay.
His topic is Some Like It Hot. And it's all about plants that do well in the heat.
Okay.
And I think this is a new presentation for him. I don't know that he's given it anywhere else, but if he has, it hasn't been seen much. So absolutely, come join us. We got great, great prizes for the silent auction. We have two rectangular cedar planter boxes.
Okay.
And then one of our members, Rod Gilmore, happened to make a rectangular one. We've got a couple of hydrangea plants that are going to be our special items and all kinds of other things. Great, great items.
Fantastic.
For sale. Four speakers, a little more relaxed pace this time.
Okay.
We had some complaints that it was too long before, so we went from five speakers to four.
Okay.
And you'll have more time to look at the items, more time to socialize, and ask questions. Our speakers hang around. Mm-hmm. You can talk to them one-on-one between the presentations. So come join us. We'd love to have you. Tommy and I would love to meet y'all.
Well, and I figured out why you put Tommy on the microphone. It keeps them out of the way of the people heading towards the food table.
That's not a nice thing
to say.
We're
not going to have as many pictures this time, though. Okay.
Well, that's a downside.
The food is a great item to come for, guys and gals. I'm telling you, these ladies, most of them are ladies, and they are fantastic, fantastic cooks. And I walk in the door, and it's like, oh, boy, this is a buffet. I'm loving this place.
And lunch is being catered by Fontenot's, which is a great place to get something from.
I got to meet him the other day. Fantastic gentleman. And having to stop by his establishment to grab a bite chip. I'm I'm looking forward to doing so.
It's well recommended by anyone that goes in there. And
yes.
I can attest, one of my friends went there to buy dessert for a get-together a couple weeks back. And I want to tell you, they were fabulous. Absolutely. Wholeheartedly endorse them.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, looking forward to that. Lunch is provided. It's only $35 to get registered. How many tickets do you still have left?
We have about 50 tickets
left. So tickets are selling out quickly.
Absolutely. Fantastic. The last couple days we have jumped. We're a little over 200 right now.
Okay.
And we can go to 280. So,
okay.
All right, so we've got a little bit of room. So.
But you want to get those tickets early because you don't want to be stuck outside.
You don't want to be stuck outside. We're going to have a longer period to get in the door, which it was a little rushed in the past. And reducing the number of speakers gave us some options there. So come in, have breakfast with us. There'll be plenty of things for you to nibble on there on our buffet table.
Yep.
The buffet tables are there all day to nibble.
Right.
All right. As Tommy says, we wholeheartedly endorse the foods, and we'd love to meet you.
There you go.
Right.
I heard a new phrase the other day. You know, the Women's Veterans had a get-together over here. I believe they were at Real Life Church here a few weeks ago, and they had a longer event, and they put up a table for food, and they called it a grazing board. I've actually heard that term used a few times since then.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a grazing table over there for those folks that show up for this one. Dan Hall says you can't have a meeting without having a feeding in this part of the world, and that is going to be very, very true with this event. You left out, I think, the highlight of the event. You didn't tell us what Brad's speech was going to be about.
Brad is talking about cankers, rots, lesions, and spots.
Yes.
Managing plant diseases in the South.
Yes.
Now, it sounds like a dry topic. It's an important topic.
It's a very important topic.
And Brad is somebody that can make...
There you go.
Can make a tough topic entertaining. He talked to us at one of our Master Gardener sessions about soils.
Okay.
And, you know, we've heard a lot about soils if you've been in this business, so to speak.
Right.
And I tell you what, I kind of dreaded going to that one, and I came out of there with a new appreciation, not only of the topic, but of his ability to convey something and make it interesting so that you paid attention.
You were afraid that meeting was going to be as dry as the soil in summertime in August.
Yes. Well put.
Thank you. This is going to be a fun time over there. It gets underway at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is not an all-day affair, but it does run into the afternoon.
Absolutely. We'll be out of there about 2:45-ish.
Okay. See, and plenty of time for Tommy to go home, catch a quick nap, come out
that night. There you go. No excuses, Tommy.
Tired day. Okay.
Well, we're doing what we can. And so, Tommy, I'm going to have to check with my wife, make sure that everything is good, but we'll try to make sure we include you with the plans to get a ticket for the show. So it's going to be a fun time. I don't want to put too much pressure on you for that day, but we're looking forward to a fun time. That's going to get the ball rolling for the Master Gardeners season, and I say it that way. You guys have, well, of course, the plant sale coming up at the end of the month, but you guys have a lot of work ahead of you. We've got projects all across the area that are going to need some attention very soon as spring does hit.
We're out there working already.
Are you really?
Eight projects
Fantastic.
In the county. I mean, it, just like your garden, you got to be careful what you clean up right now.
Right.
But it's certainly early enough where you can cut your grasses back.
Yep.
If you've got too many leaves stuck around things, you can clean them out. I wouldn't quite cut your perennials back just yet.
Okay.
All right. I give it another week or two, see what the weather's doing before you make that decision.
Yeah.
But it won't be long before you can do that.
Yep.
But there's plenty to do out there. There's plenty of weeds to pull.
Yes.
You can spray for them deer.
Okay. Yeah. This is the time of year also when you just want to sort of take a walk about through the yard and see what space you have available, and maybe you start thinking about planning for spring and summer planning.
Plan. We can't say that hard enough, okay?
Okay, but planning and doing are two different things. I know oftentimes we just end up with something. So the planning is great. We're going to plan. We need to make a plan for that. But there is going to be that impulse purchase. So we also have to be aware that we have the best laid plans.
Do you think Master Gardeners actually make impulse purchases?
Well,
come on.
I had to get
say that
a little
tongue
bit
in cheek.
Yes.
We all do.
Yes.
There's none of us that
exactly.
don't. All right.
Planning is great.
I bought an evergreen a year or two ago that sat in the pot for 6 months before I found a place for
Okay. You haven't moved it yet?
No, it's in the ground.
Okay.
It definitely is in the ground. But I have done it because I loved it and I wanted to find a home for it. And And you will.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it's okay to move things in your garden.
Yes.
All right. Your garden changes, all right, over the years.
Yep.
All right. Trees get bigger. Trees get cut down.
Mm-hmm.
So you got different changes in light.
Yep.
All right. And that will affect the temperature,
yes,
the whole business, the whole habitat changes. So
yep,
don't be afraid to move things around.
Right.
It's a good time of year right now to move them around.
Okay.
Okay. Go out there, dig, split. I will be starting probably only because I've got other things to do. I already should be potting for the plant sale.
You're not?
Not yet, but sure, I will be in about another week.
Yeah.
All right. It's just, yeah, it's been a busy
year. Hopefully it'll be a good year for the plant sale. We have that coming up ahead of us. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. There's a lot of things that we can be doing out here. I'm sorry I had to give Tommy a hard time about that planning. we do recommend that you have a plan for everything. That's the most important part, have a plan. But just because you've got a plan, well, sometimes the blueprint does shift a little bit as the building process moves along.
It does. And the most important tool you have in your garden is your phone.
Oh, I thought it was your shovel.
It's the phone.
It is, yes.
All right. When you're shopping and you're wanting to make an impulse buy,
yep,
before you put your $25 or $50 on that plant, okay, and it's getting up towards $50 these days, okay, look on the telephone and read about it and see if it will fit someplace in your yard.
Right.
If it's something that likes wet, moist soil, I guarantee, unless you have a pond that you're putting it up against, that you're going to have a problem.
Yes.
All right. We just don't have the environment for that. So it's wise to do it. Now, there's nothing wrong with buying something on an impulse that that you're going to have to babysit in a pot and realize that it may be treated like an annual.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like it enough and the value of that plant is such to you, I encourage you to buy it.
There you go.
All right. Just do it with an open mind so you know what you're getting into and you won't be disappointed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're making those impulse buys, it doesn't hurt to check and see, hey, is this going to grow well here and do I have the space for that before you walk out the door with a truckload full of parts?
But just walk around your yard right now and look around. That's kind of what I've been doing, is looking around to see what changes I want to make, like Seal said.
Mm-hmm.
And I did come up with another 20 by 10 bed that I'm going to have. And I know that's, people look at my yard, it's kind of an interesting yard, I know. But anyway, there's going to be a new bed for everybody to look at.
And, all right.
I've got my bottle arches are up in full with bottles.
Yep.
So it's a... I was actually talking to somebody the other day at one of the lawn and garden places. I've driven by your house, buddy. You got a lot of stuff in your yard.
nothing at all wrong with that. So, got a lot of stuff growing over there. We need to take a quick little break right now. I have a chance to take it almost on time, so I'm going to take advantage of that. You are listening to The Morning Show this morning. We are brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. If you've got Medicare questions, they've got Medicare answers, but you need to give them a call. 1-800-224-6330 is their number. You are listening to The Morning Show this morning, KRZP 92.7, and it's time for our final break. Tommy Steele and I will be back to wrap things up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. I'll have to get you that answer here in just a minute. Frederick, Texas.
Fredericksburg, Texas.
There we go.
Fredericksburg?
No, Frederick.
Okay.
Frederick, Texas. So, a little conversation we had to wrap up here in the studio. I had a blonde moment. Could not think for the life of me where that place was at. I do need to tell you right now, there is no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's. Stop on by over there. Get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. There's a crack right here you can see through. If Tommy turns and looks over his right shoulder, I have guests that do that all the time. How can you tell? There's no line over there at the drive-thru. Stop on by. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I've got the folks with us from the Master Gardeners. We've got a busy spring ahead of us. Their spring seminar we've been talking about all morning, just a week and a half away from us. That's going to be happening there on the 2nd. But we've also got some other stuff going on. Let's talk about any news you might have in the world of the Master Gardeners, Tommy.
Let her handle this.
Oh, let her handle that. Okay, well, all right. So let's. Is there any news of the world in the world of Master Gardeners from Seal?
Yeah, the USDA has announced new plant hardiness zones.
Okay.
All right, plant hardiness zones are 13 zones throughout the North American continent in 10-degree increments of your average worst winter temperature.
Okay.
And they deem that as a guide to where you can plant things that'll survive the winter.
Okay.
All right, and we used to be 6B. And in 2012, they moved us to 7A.
Right.
All right. This year, they claim we've had a 5-degree jump, so they moved us into 7B.
Aha.
Which means any 7 zone plant should survive the winter here. But I caution you on that because my experience hasn't quite lived up to that.
Right.
I have one plant, we've talked about it before, a Golden Delicious salvia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's a 7. And there's some winters it over overwinters just fine, uh-huh. and there's some it doesn't. So, all right.
Okay.
And I buy it every year and replace it. If I get lucky with one coming back, then
gotcha.
That's fine.
There
it's,
you go.
It's a plant, it's something I have gauged, and I kind of use it as my gauge to say that this is true.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
averages being averages. They're mm-hmm. telling us that our average winter temperature will be no worse than 5 to 10.
Right.
Above zero. And yep. this year we had a night or two that was below
zero.
That.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So just use that with a little grain of salt.
Yep.
Use your own. You could have a microclimate in your yard.
Exactly.
That'll make that very good
yep.
or very bad.
Yep.
So pay
yep.
attention before you invest your money in that. Again, do it with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to take a chance, you may be well for several
yep.
years, but there may be one that it doesn't. So
yep.
this, I think this is probably a little premature, but just be careful with
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha. Well, it's just USDA taking a look at things and trying to make the best guidance that they can right
That's
now.
That's right.
So,
and
yep.
some zones have changed and
yes.
some haven't, and ours happened to be one that did.
I do know they worry about the winter frost, but it seems like it's more about the summer temperatures with the way those zones work out. So we're solidly in the 7. I think we'll be okay with most of the 7s that we buy.
We should be fine with some of them,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
gotcha.
Say all of them, but
not,
some
not
of
all,
them.
But yeah,
okay.
good deal. We've got a meeting coming up here pretty soon, Tommy.
We have a bunch of good meetings coming up, and we have the lady, the interpreter, Jacqueline Rupp from Bull Shoals, White River State Park, is going to come speak to us. And I think Waterways, is that what she's talking
yep.
about?
Okay.
And she's, I have not met her, but I've heard nothing but good about her.
Uh-huh.
And so, and our meetings are fun, guys. Come out to our meetings. You'll get a chance to meet people that have like-minded things that are like you. But anyway, fun.
Okay.
fun.
And
when,
she's coming to talk on March 14th.
I was going to ask, when is the meeting?
Yep.
He tells us, hey, we're going to have a great speaker. Doesn't bother tell us when it's going to be or where.
Hey, you guys so, give me a break. I'm a novice at this stuff.
So the meeting's coming up when, Tommy?
It's on March the 14th.
Where's it going to be at?
And we meet at the Second Presbyterian Church uh-huh. right across from Cooper Park
yep.
at the back side of the building. Just
mm-hmm.
drive around. You'll see 50 million cars. And again, the common denominator, great food. So we
yeah. There you go. And what time does this get underway?
It starts at 1 o'clock. And mm-hmm. we actually let the speaker go first. We'll say a Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
And then the speaker speaks. And then we take a break and have a little stuff to eat. And then
yep.
we come back and do the business part of the
gotcha.
Meeting. So
okay.
it's a fun time. It really is. And you'll meet, I don't know how many people show up, but it's a big crowd, and we have a good time. And again, different people have different mm-hmm. interests, and Tommy Hagen will probably take your photograph while you're there. So,
well, and one thing I do need to remind everybody, you don't have to be a master gardener to attend these meetings.
Exactly,
Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's good that you bring that up, because we encourage visitors. If you're not sure, mm-hmm. we understand that.
Yep.
Come and visit us. If you still don't want to become a member, we still love to have you come around. So we're pretty friendly people. We have a good time. And our meetings are... They're fun. They're,
yeah.
And we don't keep you there all day and all night. We'll get you out. We say 3 o'clock, but we're nearly always gone before 3 o'clock.
And so. If you hear a topic that you've got some interest in, make plans to be there, because everybody is invited at these meetings.
You got
so,
it.
We got 25 seconds left here really quickly. Is there anything else we need to get in, Seal?
Annual plant sale, April 27th.
Really?
At the Livestock Building at the County Fairgrounds. Everything is reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could be there.
Yep.
Everything could be there.
Yes.
Come enjoy. Get in line early. Opens
yeah,
at
yes.
9. Get in line
yep.
7:30, 8 o'clock-ish, okay?
I'm going to have to get you guys back in here to record a commercial for that one. So
we yes, would love to. Absolutely. Scott and I love this one. We hassle the
it's
crowd, so we
much
have fun.
Fun.
Yep. I'm looking forward to a great time over there. We've got 10 seconds left here to wrap things up here. That's coming up here. What day was that once again?
The plant sales, April 27th.
Yep.
March 2nd for the seminar, BaxterCountyMG.com or 425-2335.
Yes. Look at that. She's got all the information there.
She's Scott.
She's been listening to me. She's taking some lessons. All right. That's all for me today. I'm going to roll on out the door. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of The Morning Show. I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.
Okay.